ever ready. Ever, ever. All right. Welcome to the wine cellar. Yeah, I know y'all can still hear it in my voice. I'm still working on this sinus infection. It's a little rough. Ugh. My face might explode. All right. Yeah. Stuff, comments, news, things. Are we playing the trigger warning now, or are you putting it in later?
Oh, holy hell. This one is a little different, isn't it? Nah, let's just say it. I mean, you said trigger. Look, folks, this is, because this is an individual one, and yeah, this is fucked. You may not want to tune in for this. You may want to come back when there's like a white-on-white crime. Wait, which one are you doing?
Oh, I was going to do the 13-year-old girl.
Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, we're going to cover the story. These are from Fiends Cleaver's show notes. But, yeah, this is going to be fucking grisly.
Yeah.
All right.
What the fuck? All right. It would be better if my link would work, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
let's
Jesus.
Try it one more time. There we go. So, this is some rape culture and whatnot. Really? All right. Fucking A.
Pop-ups.
It's not pop-ups. It's like they're doing something different with the data, and they're like making you check off what you're allowing them to do. Now, apparently, is that the new thing? This was express.co.uk. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if that's like a new thing now, because now apparently you have to go through and check every single fucking privacy thing with the cookies. It doesn't just say we're using cookies.
Oh, somebody sued. Somebody fucking sued. And they signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Right. So anyways, I am gonna read it off a different outlet. Okay. So schoolgirl Lucy McHugh died from quote-unquote catastrophic bleeding after she was stabbed 27 times, a court has heard. Lodger Stephen Nicholson is accused of repeatedly stabbing the 13-year-old in the neck and upper body in the Southampton Sports Center in July of last year. Yikes. The court was told Lucy suffered a total of 20 stab wounds and 7 slice wounds to her face, upper body, chest, and forearms caused by a single-bladed knife, which is at least 7 centimeters long. I don't know how long 7 centimeters is, because we don't do centimeters here.
No, but they're shorter than inches, right? They're like damn near.
Yeah.
Like half little. An inch or less?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're little. I'm just fucking Google it. Might as well, you know, get that accuracy in.
Still a fucking violent weapon the fuckers using.
Oh, like almost 3 inches.
That's how long a centimeter is?
Or
that's
7 centimeters. How long the whole device is? 7 centimeters.
Okay.
So just shy of 3 inches.
Oh, I was thinking they're less than, yeah.
Yeah. So Nicholson, who is 25, denies her murder. Pathologist Dr. Basil Perdue. This is like a totally serious story, but his name is Basil Perdue, and I'm an American, and that's fucking hilarious. He told the Crown Court her death was the cause of catastrophic bleeding from the series of injuries. The jury has been shown her heavily bloodstained jacket. Richard Elms, the partner of Lucy's mother, told the court how Nicholson called him the morning that Lucy's body was found. Ooh. So, I'm gonna see if they get to it here, finally. They're spending a lot of time talking about how bloody her clothes were and how many knife wounds she had. Like, we got it. This is why I actually wanted to cover this story. The prosecution told the court that the defendant had repeatedly abused Lucy over the course of a year-long, quote-unquote, secret sexual relationship.
Oh, here we go.
Now, if you recall, I said when she died, she was 13.
Yeah.
The guy who killed her is 25. Which means he started raping her when she was 12. And he was 24. Literally double her age. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah.
Exactly. Elms said he thought Lucy had a quote-unquote schoolgirl crush on Nicholson, and in May 2018, he walked in on Lucy giving him a hug before the defendant pushed her away. Mm-hmm. Mr. Elms said that a week before her death, Nicholson and Lucy had an argument, and it was like a war zone, during which she shouted at the defendant, "I've got a hold on you anyway." Mm-hmm. He said, "I told him basically he had to grab his stuff and leave because the situation wasn't getting any better." Describing Lucy, he said she was always a lovely, bright, bubbly, intelligent girl and knew what she wanted. Mm-hmm. So they're not going into, like, the detail about this. When she died, she was pregnant, right? And they think that that's, excuse me, why he actually killed her is because she was pregnant and he didn't want people to know that they had been engaged in this sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. And the place I originally tried to read this from, which now will not let me fucking, click on it for some reason without doing all these fucking safety precautions, framed the story as her being murdered by her lover. Okay, a 12-year-old pregnant girl is not fucking, in a loving relationship. That's not her lover. That's her rapist. That's the guy who's abusing her. So, yeah, that's what's happening there. I know. It's fucking grisly. I know.
This shit, yeah. And I'm also, my bad folks tuned in. I'm fucking exhausted, and yeah, we're trying to get these stories done.
Right. Do you want to do any more stories real
yes,
quick?
Yes, okay, ma'am.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, double ups.
Okay, yeah, we can. Yeah, double ups?
Yeah, on this one, okay.
Okay. So a pastor has been accused of sexually abusing boys. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Eddie Long.
Huh?
Eddie Long. Remember that guy? Remember that story, folks? Yes.
All right, so Florence, Alabama, the lead pastor of a church has been arrested, accused of sexually abusing young boys in his congregation.
And this is not Catholic, right?
Not Catholic.
Tell you, like, folks, man, and I think I got my hands on the link again, mm-hmm, where, like, somebody has been busting their ass compiling an archive, because only small news outlets cover them, mm-hmm, of all these not Catholic, you know, different Pentecostal and whatnot, yeah, churches where they're fucking raping the children. Like, it's, mm-hmm, it's, this is what cults do, to my understanding, I guess.
Yeah, that's typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because, yeah, everyone's like, oh, you know, Catholic priests and that whole thing, but it's not just Catholics, it's a lot of them.
Really, just remove the religion, for the most part, it's men.
Yeah.
It's men being in charge of any fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, look at the one they had with the Olympic gymnasts, where the coach was, like, molesting them and stuff.
He was raping them. I start hating the word molested, right? Because also that's like a technical term, right? Like,
right.
Like if you go like by a park in Florida, you're gonna see signs that say "Don't molest the alligators."
Mm-hmm.
Like it's touching something.
Yeah.
But like these are fucking rapists.
Yeah. Which also is like confusing in Spanish because molest means to like bother, like no me molestas, like don't bother me.
Huh.
Yeah.
So they probably have the same, whatever, Greek or some shit root word, or yeah, Roman, maybe.
Yeah, Latin, I'm sure.
Yeah, all right.
All right, so John Martin was taken into custody Friday evening and booked into the Lauderdale County Detention Center on 4 counts of sexual abuse. He has been a pastor at, there you go, Lighthouse Baptist Church on Sweetwater Avenue for 9 years. Oh, shit, he's been raping kids for 9 years.
That we know of.
he has since resigned from his position as pastor. The arrest came less than a week after prosecutors say he confessed to his congregation of inappropriate behavior. Okay, whatever
the fuck
that means.
Is inappropriate. Fucked up.
All right, inappropriate. Let's go.
Prosecutors with the Lauderdale County District Attorney's Office say Martin felt compelled to confess his sins on June 23rd. All right.
What?
Like, I'm just, they're gonna fucking use this in his trial to be like, he's not so bad. He was compelled to confess. He's really a man of God type bullshit, you know?
Yes.
It came to light. He admitted to 4 counts of sexual abuse of a child. I hope to God he'd not say the fucking child's name when he was confessing and unburdening himself in front of his congregation.
Wait, he did in front of the congregation?
Yeah, that's what it says.
And they didn't kill him.
They didn't kill him.
All right, well, you know, but wait, where is this?
Florence, Alabama.
Seems like one of those places where they like to protect the children.
Oh, only when they're in utero.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a whole other thing.
All right.
Members of the congregation immediately notified one place of the Shoals, a family justice center. Okay. That organization lost an investigation immediately. Niggas loved investigating shit. Martin was taken into custody late last week. He resigned immediately following the confession, but Hand believes at Who's Hand? Oh, okay. Hand is the name of the district attorney. District Attorney Cody Hand. Hand believes as Pastor Martin took advantage of his congregation's trust. No shit, that's what they all do. It is somebody they think is supposed to be caring for them, and something like this happens. It's a difficult process. Hand says he couldn't go into more detail of where the alleged abuse took place. Prosecutors fully expect to discover more victims as the investigation unfolds. Because, as the wine cellar has been telling people, all rapists are serial rapists. We're also being told some victims, there could be victims in other states.
Jesus fucking Christ.
If you have any information that could help investigators, please contact the Lauderdale County District Attorney's Office. And he is being held on a $60,000 bond, by the way. Now, I saw this story originally on, what was it, Reason? Or, Friendly Atheist, the Pathos.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to read it from there because it's just highly, highly editorialized as to go. Yeah. So I clicked their hyperlink and that's what I just read. But something I did want to point out that they pointed out on Pathos is, he's a fucking homophobe to the highest level, the highest fucking degree. So, he said to his church that he is openly bigoted against LGBTQ people, and his website, I guess, or the church's website, all right, it's a Baptist church in Alabama, has an FAQ section, and it literally says this about human sexuality. We believe God has commanded no intimate sexual activity be engaged in outside of a marriage between a man and woman. We believe any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful perversions of God's gift of sex.
Lesbianism. That the use of that suffix on that every time, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you fucking people? Mm-hmm. They do the same shit with transphobia too.
Yeah.
Right. Transgenderism.
Right.
What? Really? You think they have meetings talk about how we can be even more transgender?
It's the agenda. They have to attend the agenda meetings.
We're gonna fucking get T-shirts.
Yes.
And go canvassing for our favorite transgender politicians.
Yes.
I didn't really think that one through.
So we believe that God disapproves of and forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance. So, you know, you can teach people this, teach them to be homophobes while you're raping children in your own congregation.
Wait a second. So let's look at that again. Surgery for what?
To change or alter your physical appearance. Which I just want to know.
Does he hate breast augmentation?
Right. Like, I just want to know, like, a couple that's maybe been married for 40 years, you know, and she wants a little Botox to get rid of the crow's feet. I just want to know.
Or does he, and this is, like, one of those disgusting words I don't like saying, and one of the rare times you're going to get to hear me say it, but does he have sermons on video somewhere that we can view where he rants at length against the husband stitch?
I highly doubt that.
Because he prefers whatever God did it right.
Yeah, God forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance. And by the way, no, also, not only was he abusing children in his congregation, he was abusing male children in his congregation.
Wait, like specifically or just all children?
Male children. Wait, what?
Was he like girls and boys? It's
just
speaking
boys.
On binary.
Just boys. Yeah, he was only abusing boys as far as we know.
Now, something we've been saying for a while in the wine cellar, the conservative mind projects. So because he is a cis male raping little boys, of course what his brain's gonna click on is anyone who's gay wants to fuck children. The conservative mind projects.
Like, no, it's you want to rape children.
Yeah, quit trying to bring. And reason why the conservative mind projects is because fucking guiltiness loves company. Misery doesn't always love company. All right, a lot of us are introverts, but fucking guiltiness wants company.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't worry, they allow different ethnicities there. This is also on their FAQ page. We believe God loves all people except the gays. No matter the color of their skin, everyone is welcome at LBC.
Nigga, you ain't from Long Beach. That's my first... I can't hear LBC without thinking of Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Grimy motherfucker.
Yep.
That's about that.
Yeah.
All right, wine cellar. Brighten up your day. I'm not even gonna fucking pitch at the end of this one. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Shit is fucked up out there. What I know will never happen, but I wish would, is if we could fucking, I don't know, fucking, just some random billionaire walks up to me and says, why don't you take one of these billions and make something of yourself, and we can fucking get in proximity of each other. Like, all y'all niggas is there, y'all be tuned into the podcast, we see some niggas on Facebook, some niggas on Twitter, we need to be near each other in, you know, physical proximity, right? Just fucking buy up a street block and we just all fucking go live on it and take care of each other.
Yeah, like literal community building.
Yeah. But no billionaire is going to do that. Like, just as an experiment. Just like, let's see what happens when we give it to the commoner. Watch, he's going to spend it all on Jordans.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I really fucking wish we could. It would be a lot safer.
Fuck yeah, if we just... Yeah, literally, and as much as I wouldn't want to be in a gated community, a social justice gated community, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
All the fuck long day. Oh, one big-ass Wi-Fi tower.
Nice.
We all just socialize the Wi-Fi tower.
Yes.
And we just fucking podcast and grow fruit and veggie tables and have freezers in the basements. Mm-hmm. And come wintertime, we hunker the funker down.
Yep.
And binge watch Netflix together. And my bad on that noise, I accidentally hit the microphone while I was scratching my chest hairs. I do. I got fuzzy nips, folks. All right, let's raise the fuck up out of here. Please be as safe as possible wherever you is gonna be.